All right, do you have that blood flowing? We need to finish this last part of this quiz with a bang. Yeah, we need to finish this with a bang, ladies and gentlemen, with a bang. So that no matter how well we did on the first part, unless we just aced it, we do show enough good on this second part, this last part. So here we go. We discovered that problems with the thyroid can indeed cause us to gain weight. Have any of you had any problems with your thyroid and noticed that maybe your hunger, you found yourself being hungry at times that you normally would not have, or you found yourself being hungry more frequently than in the past? Yeah, and that is something that you need to look into. You having problems with that? You know, you having problems with hunger issues? You having problem with weight gain? There could be a number of things to look at, but keep the thyroid in mind as well. As a matter of fact, if you're having problems, you know, you notice that you're hungry at times that you normally were not. You notice that you're eating more, and as a result, you're gaining weight. But at the same time, you're having less energy. It may or may not have to do with the food itself. It may or may not have to do with the eating habits itself. There may be something else going on that is causing all of that, the increased hunger and the reduced energy. So be sure that if your doctor, you know, once you get yourself checked out, while you're in the exam room with your doctor, if he or she does not bring up thyroid, you bring it up and ask if there's a possibility of hypothyroidism being a problem, and ask them to check your thyroid level, if for no other reason, just to be on the safe side. Because that can get serious. If your thyroid levels are too low, that can get very serious. Okay, here's our next one. This is going to be multiple choice. And the primary focus are our ladies, but you notice our men are included in this. And plus, again, remember, we can be helping each other out. Knowledge can be so powerful, so helpful. So here we go. You're going to this is going to be a multiple choice. I'll give you three options. Here's the statement. Many women get headaches when their, number one, estrogen levels get too high. Option number two, estrogen levels drop too low. Option number three, testosterone levels get too high. Now, remember, the focus here is headaches. Many women get headaches when their estrogen levels get too high, estrogen levels drop too low, testosterone levels get too high. All right, here we go. A woman's levels of estrogen and another hormone called progesterone dip way down right before she gets her period. For some women, that drop can trigger migraine headaches. So, the correct answer to this one, many women get headaches when their estrogen levels drop too low. So, how many of you ladies have experienced problems with headaches when your period is on? And you were wondering, what is going on? Why is it that several times a year, even if not every month, several times a year, headaches accompany the menstrual cycle, the menstrual period? Maybe the estrogen levels are dropping too low. And migraine headaches can almost be debilitating if they get severe enough. And so, again, you may want to talk with your doctor. And if your doctor hasn't already pinned this down, let your doctor know that you've noticed that the headaches, the migraine headaches, seem to come when you have your period. And that can help your doctor more quickly narrow down what action to take. Okay, here we go. True or false? Hormone changes can cause acne. Now, my guess is quite a few of you are doing some thought processing here, and you're thinking, acne. That can affect people of different ages, but it seems to affect teenagers more than most other age groups. And I know they talk about hormonal changes taking place in the teens, in the lives of teens. Is there a connection? Hormone changes and acne. Okay, I'm going to say, and this, I imagine a lot of you are saying, I'm going to say that is true. Hormone changes can cause acne. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You are exactly right. Hormone changes can cause acne. Now, listen to what they're sharing with us. Many teens get pimples as their hormones rise during puberty. When hormone levels go up, the skin makes more oil. And if oil gets trapped in your pores, that trapping of the oil can cause acne. The hormones also cause more bacteria on the skin that can lead to acne. For women, the shift in hormone levels before a period can be a factor. Some women find that they have less breakouts when taking birth control pills. So keep that in mind. Also keep this in mind. Notice that they're sharing with us that the hormones also cause more bacteria on the skin that can lead to acne. Now, I'm mentioning that because a lot of you probably recall being told that when we have acne, rather than using our fingers, our fingernails to pop those pimples and all that kind of stuff, it is so much better to just keep our faces clean and keep our hands away from our faces. Of course, we know now that part of the reason is because when these hormones are really flowing, they're causing more bacteria to be on the skin, including on the skin of the face. And if we're constantly putting our hands to our faces at that time, we're helping promote the spread of that bacteria. And remember, the hormones cause more bacteria on the skin, and that can also lead to acne. So if you already have acne anyway, and you're playing around with the bacteria, all right, true or false, hormones can help you sleep. Is that true or is that false? I know some of you are thinking, oh, wait a minute, hold it. I remember some kind of chemical that they talked about that can help you with sleep. And so you're thinking, that's true too. I think that's true. All right. All of you who said false were tricked, because the actual answer is true. The hormone, and this is the one that a lot of you were thinking about, melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone. It lets your body know it's the right time to be asleep. You can sleep without it, but people rest better when their bodies are making more of it. Some people who have trouble sleeping or who work odd hours take melatonin supplements to help. All right, so how are you doing so far? All right, let's go to the next one now. How are you doing? We're hoping, remember now, we're supposed to be acing this last part. All right, I know that a lot of you have heard about this human growth hormone. How many of you have taken that while lifting weights in order to build muscle? Well, taking human growth hormone, also known as HGH supplements, will reverse the effects of aging. I want you to tell me if that's true or false. Taking human growth hormone, HGH supplements, will reverse the effects of aging. Is that true or is that false? Well, check this out. If you're looking for the fountain of youth, you will not find it in a bottle. Your body makes HGH, and the FDA has approved lab-made prescription versions of it for children who are not growing enough and for adults who lack growth hormone, but it's not okay for general use. The supplements are not regulated, and there's no proof that taking them will make you look or feel younger. So, taking human growth hormone supplements will reverse the effects of aging. That, ladies and gentlemen, is false. How did you do? Did you knock that out of the park? All right. I enjoyed taking that quiz with you. Till next time.